It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, you owe me $20.
I know. But guess what? I actually am in a better position because I really kind of only owe 10. Okay. I mean, I owe you 20, okay. But it's not... 20's not coming out of my pocket.
Listen, when I was in Vegas this past weekend, I put $20 on red and black for you and Kyle. Kyle had black. You had black. Kyle had red.
Yeah.
And, well, red hit. So Kyle got himself $20 extra this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
He just paid me for the $20. Mel, you have yet to pay me. So,
what? You're getting your $20.
I
look in your Venmo.
All right.
But listen, I only really am out of pocket $10.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Because I was leaf blowing this weekend doing my spring work.
You got a side hustle? You got paid $10 to leaf blow a yard?
Yeah, I mean, I was leaf blowing my yard, you know, I was cleaning things up. And as I was leaf blowing, I'm blowing. And I look down and I see something that doesn't look brown. It looks green.
Well, yeah, it's springtime. No. You should find a lot of things that look green.
Nope. This was cold, hard cash.
All right.
I found a $10 bill.
Just in your yard?
Yes. I'm blowing through the trees and by my driveway, and I go, what is that? And it was $10. So now I really am only losing $10 because I found $10.
That's got to be one of the weirdest places. Like, you're just blowing your leaves, you know, just all of a sudden, there's $10.
It's right. Crazy. So, I mean, I think to myself, people find money, right? In like the weirdest, strangest places, which, by the way, I found a $25 Starbucks gift card on Lakeshore Drive not that long ago.
I thought you were going to say blowing your leaf. Yard like, again.
No, start blowing those leaves.
Can I come over and do some yard work?
There was a gift card on the ground and I checked it. And I'm like, it still has $25 on it.
312-946-4995. Where's the weirdest place that you've found money? Where's the weirdest place that you have found some cash?
I mean, people find cash all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a buck or if it's more than that, but hey, you still found money.
312-946-4995. Melissa was just blowing some leaves in her yard, and now all of a sudden she's $10 in the hole as much, because you still owe me that $20. 312-946-4995. The weirdest place you found money, next. Nancy and Mundelein.
Where's the craziest place you found some money?
The same as you, doing yard cleanup.
Wait, it was
on the leaves, and it was a $50 bill.
Nancy. What?
So I took my time, and I kept looking, but that's all I found.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I grew up doing yard work for my mom all the time, every day through the summers, everything. Like, I was always in the yard. I never once found even a dollar bill.
Which is why I thought this was crazy, and I can't believe you found that money.
Well, and the other one I found more money is I was driving through a park and I saw a bag over by the side and I looked and I'm like, well, that's money. And it was $20 and a McDonald's bag.
Nancy,
how did you know there was money in a McDonald's bag?
No, not in it. It was next to it. But I recognized the money and I like put it in reverse, stopped, and there it was.
Nancy, that is so cool.
Can we hang out sometime?
Sure. I used to check phone booths too, for the coin.
That was a classic way of like finding some extra change and everything.
That's a flash from the past.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But you guys are great. Listen to you every morning.
Nancy, thank you so much. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Next time we hang out, we're getting some money together, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
It pays to hang out with you. Brittany and McHenry.
Where's the craziest place you found money?
So I actually found $50 in my shoe.
In your shoe?
How'd it get in your shoe?
Yeah.
Did you put it in there?
Have been a alcohol-induced action.
Oh, no.
Wait, okay, so how did this come to be?
So my friends and I went out. The next day I woke up and I actually found $50 in my shoe. I called my girlfriend. I'm like, dude, did I put money in my shoe? She goes, I thought you put it in your pocket. I'm like, well, if my shoe's my pocket, then yeah, I put it in my pocket.
Oh my gosh, too funny. Well, there's an extra $50 you didn't know you had.
Yeah, wait, where did the $50 originate from? Did you like get it out of an ATM?
That's a good question. I think it was in my wallet.
I think.
Who knows? Maybe it was from some guy you were schmoozing at the bar.
What if it was?
No, honestly. honestly, I was celebrating some fantastic news that I've gotten, and like I obviously was not driving, and I just found $50 in the toe of my shoe, in the toe of my Crocs, and I was wondering why I was not getting a cold breeze in one shoe, but I was the other. It didn't register with me.
That's so funny.
Now you know. Go go spend that $50 and have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already in my gas tank.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah,
that's very, very.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Of course. Awesome. All right. Bye,
thank
guys.
You.
Bye.
Bree and Aurora.
Where's the craziest place you found cash?
My son, when he was about 13, found a $100 bill on the floor near the fountain at Fox Valley Mall.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of here.
Just on the floor next to a water fountain.
Yeah. Well, next to the fountain, not a water fountain.
Okay.
I would think to myself, is this one real? I would double check.
Yeah, right.
Because
you got all those like fake dollars like floating around. They have like notes on them or something.
And it was real.
Yep, it was real.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Clearly beats out my $10.
And you're already at the mall, so it's like you can just spend it right there, right?
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have said, lunch is on you, kid.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Bree, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.